I have a handout this morning to reflect the drawings associated with proposed property.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
I have several items on my agenda this morning. The first is in regard to a proposed property purchase adjacent to the Bridgeville landfill. It's known as the Consalo property, and it's 18 acres and contains an older farmhouse and some chicken houses. Property owners have been there for some time. Recently, Mr. Consalo passed away. His wife continues to live there. This property was put up for sale last fall, was listed for $660,000. We had an appraisal performed regarding the property, as again, we're always concerned properties that are adjacent to any of our landfills. We're interested in providing buffers. In this particular case, the property resides directly adjacent to the landfill itself, so there's a concern about the residents and living in that area. This particular household has never connected to the central water system that we installed back in the 1990s. You may recall we didn't have the ability to require that connection be made. Right. We think it's an intelligent purchase, again, as far as safeguarding our properties around the old landfills. Basically, it is our standard contract of sale with one exception. As I mentioned, Mrs. Consalo is an elderly widower, and or elderly widow, not widower, and she has requested the ability to stay on the property and lease it on an annual basis from us. The benefit to us is it does keep a presence out there at the landfill. Bridgeville in particular, we have a lot of problems with four-wheelers and hunters coming onto the landfill. So it's also removes the requirement for us to go out and maintain the property and get concerns about the house being run down. Eventually, we probably would do a controlled burn on the building when it's ultimately vacated. And since it's on a year-to-year basis, we have ample opportunity if we think it's no longer in our best interest to continue that lease. So if there aren't any questions.
I'm going to get her to hook up to the water mic or not.
That is the one condition, that she will be required to connect to the central water, and she's agreed to that.
Okay. You mentioned we had an appraisal done. When was that done?
January.
Of this year?
Correct.
What did it come back at?
620, and that was the offer that we made, or 622, and that was the offer we made, and that was accepted. It was listed at 660. Wow.
So it's not adjoining our landfill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it butts right up to the landfill, right, Mike?
Yeah, correct. And the way the groundwater moves as well, it moves towards that particular property.
Mr. Duke wasn't here for today.
Oh, that's correct. We had the executive session.
So this whole thing, it's this whole parcel here. This whole
basically,
parcel.
That parcel there is the land. This basically all is the landfill. You can see most of the disturbed areas where the solid waste was deposited. It's basically shaped like this.
This is landfill.
Yeah. You can see this is the property. Basically a landfill.
Wrap around.
Okay. So where
groundwater moves in this direction.
There's nothing in between her and us.
That's correct.
Okay.
And we had money put into the budget this year to cover this purchase, and those funds were approved.
Questions?
Do we have monitoring wells on this property?
We don't have an existing monitor well on this property. We do test the household well on an annual basis, and we have had a couple minor hits.
Okay.
not exceeding drinking water standards, but we do have had a couple minor hits. There's potential that it could become worse over time.
Something to keep an eyeball on.
And those two other out parcels, Mike, in the each corner, what's the status on those?
Those are two individual manufactured homes. Mm-hmm. They are connected to the central water system.
Okay. So there's no issue really there?
Correct.
Okay. Motion, Rod. Go ahead.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the purchase of 18 acres plus or minus adjacent to the Bridgeville landfill at a cost of $622,000 and authorizes the assistant county attorney to complete the transfer of the property.
So, moving second, that we approve the land acquisition as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on recommendation engineering, I vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rod?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. I have a number of contract amendments with our consulting engineers, Whitman, Reckwart, that I also am proposing for approval. The first is contract amendment number 45, and it would provide for the construction, administration, and inspection of our three main Millville contracts. Contract B, C, and D. Also, there are some developer-funded work that would be included in this. Again, it would also be for construction, administration, and inspection. It involves the Bethany Bay subdivision. They are in the process of expanding that existing subdivision. They have to make off-site improvements. This contract would allow for the inspection of that work. And there's also some on-site improvements that have to be made as well. Again, that would be inspected. That on-site and off-site work would be developer-funded. It's not at the cost of the sewer district users. The cost of these three regional inspection contracts and a developer-funded work, it's a time and material contract, but it has a not-to-exceed price of $945,000. And that's in line with our accepted percentages. And again, routinely, we bring those in under because it's time and material. And we have some ability to reduce their scope of work. But worst case scenario would be $945,000. If there's not any questions, I have a motion I can read regarding that as well.
Go ahead, Mike, please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department and the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute amendment number 45 to its contract with Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP for the construction, administration, and resident project representation for the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District contracts 05-06B, 05-06C, and 05-06D. And on-site and off-site developer-funded work for the Bethany Bay subdivision, all at a cost not to exceed $945,320.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
We moved to second that we approve agreement number 45, number 45. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Second amendment, this is for the performance of aerial topography for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. We have the expansion number one project that we would like to initiate the design this summer. However, it would be great if we could actually do the aerial photography right now before the leaves have any trees. There's also some additional work that we need to perform in the Angola Sewer District, just some additional field run topography. All that is at a cost not to exceed $65,999. I have a motion I can read there as well.
Please, go ahead, Mike.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute amendment number 6 to its contract with Whitman Reckwart Associates, LLP for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District aerial topography and the Angola Neck Pumping Station field run topography at a cost not to exceed $65,999.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
I move to second that we approve amendment number 6 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
I have one more contract amendment. This is work associated with DelDOT. In the future, we'll be widening SR 26 and they have completed their design, especially as in regards to the closed pipe sewer system, a storm sewer system they plan to install. And to install that closed pipe storm sewer system, they are requesting us to relocate a number of our existing force mains and our sewer laterals. All this work would be funded by DLDOT, so I'll come back with a DLDOT-funded agreement to pay for this work. Again, for us to do the design and oversee the relocation of all these existing sewer lines that need to be relocated. It's a cost of $138,409. And again, that's 100% funded by DLDOT, and they've agreed to this work. So I have a motion I could read there as well.
Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute amendment number 44 to its contract with Whitman Reckwart and Associates LLP for the assistance with SR-26 SOAR relocations, design, construction, administration, and inspection at a cost not to exceed $138,409.
That's subject to DLDOT's agreement to fund it.
And I have an agreement that has been, actually already has been, been executed. So we brought that before council prior. I apologize for that. And I was thinking we were still waiting for the final copy, but I have a signed copy with me.
Excellent. Motion, Jim?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve amendment number 44 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Okay. Thank you.
Quick, Mike, before a question.
Yeah.
When we just purchased that land, to kind of protect ourselves, right? And you said something, we don't have the ability to require people to hook up?
For the well permits that were issued, there's a date in the 1980s. I think it was 1988 approximately. They did not include a condition when they were permitted that required a resident to connect when a central public water system became available.
Would it take state legislation to give us the ability to come up with a? Because it gets to a point, I think, we need to be looking, because if we could have put this property or maybe similar properties in the future, requiring them to hook up because of this environmental problem that we've established and is well documented, it'd be a lot cheaper to the taxpayers of this county to put people in safeguard, as long as they want to live there. If somebody wanted to buy it, then they could, do other things. But it would give us some options. It just seems sometimes buying isn't a great option if money gets tight.
And I agree with you. In this case, I think even if they were connected to central water, it's a property, it would be in our best interest.
Well, this one is, but I'm just thinking there might be some other marginal things that we might get forced in. I would like just to see have the ability, David, to maybe have some Hal look into maybe or something, legislation that would give us the ability to do that.
I'm trying to think back, because obviously when we were installing the central water system back in the early 90s, we visited this situation because we wanted everybody to connect.
All right.
And I do remember it was specifically a situation with these older well permits, and there was no condition. And I'm not sure even if legislation can go back and change an existing permit, but maybe Mr. Griffin can speak to that better than I can.
Well, there's not a lot of properties left, because Walker Mill is off hook.
Well, this is this particular landfill. I'm talking about other similar situations where.
But have we installed any central water in any others?
We've done Laurel, Angola, Bridgeville. I know in Laurel I have one property owner that's very much like Mrs. Cancelo. It's directly down gradient of the landfill, and he tells me I've been living here for 30 years. I'm not connecting. I'm happy with my well. Now, his well, fortunately, even though he's directly down gradient, he's never recorded a hit. So
yeah.
Most of the, I'm going to say 95% of the other people, if not higher, are connected. But I can do another inventory. Patty Deptula does keep track of that, and I'm sure she could give me a number. But, maybe we look at the inventory. Tori, I come back and tell you exactly how many people we have in this situation.
Well, I'm just wondering if it might, in other words, having certain, the ability to do, gives us options. Right now, we don't seem we have any options. So, maybe, Jim, you don't think we have the ability to?
Well, it sounds like this is a water system we put in for self-protective reasons. It's not a county-funded regular water district. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's more, yes, correct.
It funded originally.
We did pay for it, but we don't have district boundaries.
We could have put in a well in for, again, not this example. I think this example, we could sometimes put a well in and actually give people the water service paid for us for many, many years for the price we were paying for some of this land.
We've gone back, you know, every...
I'm just thinking it would be nice to have that, the ability to do that.
We've made offers in the past with, under the council's direction, to offer cost incentives where we pay for the plumbing and maybe pay for their first year of the water.
It would be like a condemnation, I guess, type of thing that we would be looking at, where we could, we would actually say, you don't have an option, we're going to, because of the proximity of our... I mean, it's not a condemnation, I'm just saying it's a kind of logic that you would use. You would just say, basically, we need to do this for you.
You're bribing them.
Whether they want it or not, we'll give you a water system, we'll pay for it.
We can certainly look at that.
Okay, I just think it makes...
Jim, I'll go ahead and forward you the well inventory of how many people that we have that are not connected that are, you know, in the groundwater management zones.
Thanks, Mike. Morning, Russ.
Morning.
Have for council's consideration a contract amendment with Whitman Repart and Associates to do the design work for the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. You remember we had a referendum back in July of last year, which was successful, so it's time to start the design of those facilities. The contract proposals for $698,548. It's a one-year contract. It includes the design of three pump stations, the upgrade of an existing pump station, 48,000 feet of pipelines. And if council approves it, we would start immediately on the design, and we'd actually have construction started early next year. So it's a pretty fast track, but it's a smaller project.
Right.
So I have a proposed motion.
Go ahead, please.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, Sussex County Council President be authorized to execute contract amendment number 46 to its original contract with Whitman Reckart and Associates, LLP, for the South Coastal Planning Area for the final design of Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District Collection Conveyance System at a cost not to exceed $698,548.
Okay. Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve amendment number 46 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russell. Morning, Gary.
I feel better.
Good morning.
Gary.
Good morning. What I have to bring before you this morning is a proposed public works agreement between the county and the town of Georgetown. It has to do with the providing sanitary sewer service to the Gulf Village community. Sussex County has been petitioned to provide sanitary sewer service to this community. It is not within the town limits of the city of Georgetown. It is not adjacent to any town boundaries. The agreement, should it be approved, would be contingent upon the passage of the May 31st referendum to establish the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. Right now, the town is providing sanitary sewer service to Fairway Oaks, which is a development adjacent to Gulf Village. If the referendum passes, a line would be run from Gulf Village into Fairway Oaks, and the waste would be treated by the town of Georgetown. Under this agreement, the county's duties and responsibilities would be, we would act as the funding agency for the construction of the district, we would bid the project, and we would administer the construction. The debt associated with the project would be paid by loans and also so by grants. The county, in order to recoup the debt, would build an annual assessment charge, the same as we do in any of our other districts. Sussex County Code also calls for us to bill an annual service charge. Because of this agreement, the county will have no operation and maintenance costs. So, but because of the county code, we will still have to establish a rate of $0 for an annual service charge for the proposed Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District. The county would administer all the connection processes. They would come in and pull permits for us like any other sanitary sewer district. All the county standards and practices would be followed. The county would maintain ownership of the sanitary or of the collection system until such time that Gulf Village was either annexed into the town of Georgetown, and also all the debt was repaid or assumed by the town of Georgetown. Georgetown's responsibilities would be, once the construction was completed, the town would operate and maintain the collection system. The town would be responsible for all the costs and all liabilities associated with that system. The town would bill a quarterly service charge to the residents of Gulf Village. That would be based on whatever their standard out-of-town rate would be at the time. Right now, their rate is for out-of-town is 1.5 times a normal in-town user, and that's defined by the town's code. The town would also bill an impact fee, and this fee would be collected by the county and forwarded to the town. Right now, the impact fee agreed to with this agreement is $2,945 for the existing EDUs, for the existing homes out there. Any new homes that are constructed would pay whatever the rate is in place at that time exactly. Georgetown would also require all property owners to connect to the system within 90 days of completion of construction. And again, I think Sussex County Engineering believes that this is a unique arrangement, but it's also the most efficient and cost-effective way to provide sanitary sewer service to the Gulf Village community. The town of Georgetown already has seen this document, and they've all haven't signed off on it officially, but they have said yes, they are in agreement to do it. So any questions?
Question, gentlemen? No, Gary.
Okay, I have a motion then.
Please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the proposed public works agreement with the town of Georgetown in order to provide sanitary sewer service to the Gulf Village subdivision as presented on April 1, 2008. This agreement will only become effective on the date that the Sussex County Council passes a resolution stating that the majority of eligible voters were in favor of establishing the Gulf Village Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, Jim.
Move.
Second, please.
Second.
Moving to second that we approve it as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thanks, Gary.
Gary, do you want the agreement signed before or after the referendum?
Prefer to have it signed now. Okay. Thank you.
When is the referendum, Gary?
May 31st.
May 1st. Morning, John.
Here's the schedule.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know. I'm getting one.
Good morning. I'm here before you today to request permission for Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Bayview Estates Sanitary Sewer District. To include 5 parcels. Those parcels are contiguous to the existing district, the first being that of Harriet Ritter, which is this large parcel here, and the second being that of Eric and Michelle Ritter, which is the small parcel here. The other three parcels are owned by James and Carolyn Brinker. That's these three items over here. We've received letters from the Ritter parcels and a phone call on Friday and this morning from the Brinkers requesting annexation into the sewer district. I will present a motion that the inclusion of the Brinker parcels will be contingent on the receipt of a letter and a check for the expansion by the end of this week. We've also requested and received a letter from Harriet that the larger parcel here is not stated for subdivision and that it's just strictly for a single-family dwelling. We've responded to that letter informing her that should the parcel subdivide beyond the single-family dwelling, may be responsible for improvements to the existing pump station in Bayview Estates. The expansion consists of 59 acres with the Brinker parcels and approximately 30 without. The parcels will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,376 per EDU based on July 07 to June 08 dates. And there will be a tentative public hearing scheduled for the annexation on April 29th, 2008 at 11.
Is there any application with to do anything on these properties?
They're all single-family homes. These three parcels actually have existing connections. This one's actually landlocked, and this one needs to connect through the larger parcel. They have two of them have single-family homes on them now. One is actually building at this time.
So, in the past, when you get parcels of this size, there usually is an application. Where's the house on the other? Is there two houses on the Ritter property, for instance?
There is one on the small the small piece that's down here in the lower left, and then there's a house. We believe there's a house up here that was included in the first part of Sea Country Estates, and apparently there's another house located somewhere near the Eric and Michelle parcel.
But I mean, it just seems again like in the past, typically a lot of times we would entertain expansions of our sewer system, just parcels of this size with an application, so we know what we're.
Yeah, yep. That's actually why we ask whether it was being slated for subdivision or strictly for a single family home. She's actually sent a letter that is strictly to connect her single family dwelling.
Then why don't we just run it to the. Anyway, it just doesn't seem it adds to this, it helps speculation on these properties.
Yeah, that's actually why we sent the letter, that if it did subdivide it, you know, there's a possibility that they're going to have to do some improvements to the area.
Is their system may not be able to handle it.
Yeah, the pump station in Bayview Estates may not handle it, that parcel, if it's subdivided.
I'm not comfortable. I know how we go along and pick up parcels and somebody's wants to hook their house up, but to hook up, you know, 30 acres or 50 some acres for three houses.
Yeah, it's unusual that there's a parcel that size with a single family home on it.
What would other options be? Just run a line to those houses?
Got to be in the sewer district.
They got to be in the sewer district, so we'd have to at least annex enough of the property to get the house included.
Right.
Whether we would want to go across country line or something like that and sort of break up the parcel, which is difficult.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it seems like we're adding to the speculative nature, and we shouldn't be doing that with providing sewer service. But what?
But, you know, again, you're strictly doing the pipe work for a single family, and anything beyond that, they're going to have to pay, or somebody's going to have to pay upgrading.
Correct.
And all that particular stuff, right?
Correct.
Because the system will handle single family right now, but it will not handle a subdivision.
This parcel actually was originally slated to go to Sea Country, but with a single family home, it can go to Bayview. But if it goes beyond that, then it definitely has to make some improvements. The other parcels have, this one has a home on it, and this one has a home on it. This is the only one that's vacant.
What's the two, the little white, is that something that we're not including?
This one here?
Up in the corner there?
Yeah, no contact from them as at this point in time. Actually, we didn't hear anything from these three, sorry about that, Chip, these three till Friday.
doesn't seem real critical. That's what I'm saying. It just seems like an afterthought. It just doesn't seem a good way to be extending sewer service.
There's two homes there.
Such a lackadaisical way to...
The Brinkers home is on there, and apparently a mother or mother-in-law's quarters is on the other parcel.
There's got to be a better way to do this, but...
Mike wants to speak.
Mike?
You know, I guess the thing is, all these properties are in our sewer planning area, and we are planning to serve them. So if we don't put them in the sewer district now, I mean, they would come back and request it at some time in the future. And by allowing these individual homes to make the request now, it saves them money because the district expansion is only a one-time cost. Correct, John? Would they incur more cost if they came in on their own?
At this point in time, they've actually all agreed to pay the annexation fees.
So they all pay their own.
So they're all paying their own annexation fee.
Nonetheless, I mean, I don't think it's speculative because they are in our planning area and they are in that proposed sewer district. So it's going to happen sometime in the future. It's just a question of when. I mean, we've talked about just expanding the district boundary time and including all these properties and being done with it rather than doing it on a piece-by-piece basis.
Okay. Any other questions, gentlemen? Do you have a motion, though?
Yeah, I do have a motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Bayview Estate Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include the Ritter and Brinker parcels, with the Brinker parcels inclusion being contingent on the receipt of an annexation fee by April 4th, 2008, as presented on April 1st, 2008.
Motion, gentlemen.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we approve the proposed motion. Mr. Cole?
No.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Ms. Ryder?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Morning, Lars.